Radio Boston. I'm Adam Ragusea, in for Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Time for some of your feedback on our recent programs.
Last week, Boston University announced it is forming a task force to examine the team culture of men's hockey after two players this academic year were arrested on sexual assault charges.
We talked about it on Friday, and the conversation continued at RadioBoston.org, where John in Gloucester wrote, "The numbers about violence against women on college campuses don't lie, but not once did you mention the possibility that one or both of the individuals charged with assault might be innocent of the charges."
Amy Mahler had this reaction on Twitter. "As a 2011 BU grad, I love hockey, but I love my peers more. Sexual assault is not taken seriously at BU. It's shrouded in bureaucracy."
Last week, we also talked about a recent ruling about liability and underage drinking at house parties. The ruling came down from the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court.
Many folks on our website echoed what we heard on the air, that it's the parents' responsibility to teach their teens responsible drinking habits.
But radio listener wanted to know, what are the guests' opinions about the idea that if parents expose their teens to alcohol in small and supervised quantities, then the teens will be more likely to be responsible drinkers, as opposed to going all out crazy when the parents are away and when the teens go to college?
Well, one of our guests was kind enough to respond to that question. Barbara Greenberg, a clinical psychologist and teen doctor for Psychology Today, wrote, "My belief is that if parents expose their kids to alcohol in a controlled setting, it won't harm them. But unfortunately, it won't make them safer drinkers either."
But we should note that our other guest, Dr. John Knight of Children's Hospital, said on the show that he doesn't think any exposure to alcohol is good for developing teen brains.
Yesterday, we talked with linguist Ben Zimmer about the long history of the Boston accent, and a lot of the conversation focused on that inclination to drop R's from words like park and car.
Neil Blanchard wrote with this humorous explanation, "My favorite quip about how the Boston accent works is this. You take the ah off chea and put it on the sofa." He ends with wicked cool accent, and my apologies once again to all native speakers of the Boston accent.
Listeners, we welcome your feedback anytime, whether it's Boston accented or not. You can find all the ways to connect with us and to join the conversation at RadioBoston.org.